Hey, how y'all doing today? My name is Robert. I'm a new podcast member with the Ujamaa Place. This is a Black Man Sketch, and I'm going to be your co-host for today. And the topic today is Mother's Day.
Yo, this is Sensitawela. Welcome to the show, Robert. Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
You know, that's positive, man. The way we do things over here, you just got to jump right in.
I just jumped straight into the sea, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, how's your week been?
My week? It's been good, you know, just been taking care of school, work, you know, talking to my kids and stuff, so everything's good.
Yeah, very positive.
How you been? How your mom been, huh?
Man, love, man. I appreciate it, man. It was mad that I even just ran into you here today.
Man.
I was like, what?
If y'all don't know, this is a family friend now. Yeah. Basically a family friend now, but yeah, just got on this podcast with him, had to join him today.
Yeah, you know, it's beautiful how the universe operate, you know what I mean? Rafael, what's going on with you?
I'm just, you know, hanging in there, been doing some music stuff. Also, I've been working a lot on myself, so like priorities, that kind of wise. How about you?
Man, I've been on it as well, as far as taking paying attention to yourself, you know, and being able to really take care of yourself and focus on your development and progress. But it takes time to put attention, you know. I love that you always highlight the self-care stuff, man. That just shows you have such a bright spirit about life, you know. So that's a positive movement. Yeah, me and my week, you know, man. Last week, I lost somebody very close to I, you know.
And it sorry was, to hear that.
Yeah, be sorry, you know what I'm saying. Our culture, you know, death is not a bad thing. It's not a sad thing either.
It's elevation.
Yes, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. It's time to go to another world. So, you know, I was dealing with that, you know, had some ceremony for all of that. Now back out, you know what I'm saying? Just fresh out of dungeons with it. But yeah, it's positive, man.
Hey, we all go through our ups and downs. But anyways, this week, you already know what's going on. Mother's Day is around the corner. Hey, Mom, I know you're listening.
Yeah.
But let's talk about Mother's Day. So what you guys going to be doing for the weekend with your mom?
Man, shout out to moms, you already know, man.
Shout out to Mom Dukes, man.
Yeah, half a shout out to moms. Man, I'm about to pull up with my moms for real then, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's different when you move out of the crib and you're not around your moms like that.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, and then you go back and it feels like a time machine. It's like, dang, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's going to be good, you know. I definitely have to think of moms, have some tea, converse, you know, do something positive, bring something fair, you know.
That's good. What about you, Rafael?
I think I'm going to chat with my mom because I actually hardly see my mom. She tends to work quite a bit. So, like, if I have a chance to see her, I'll talk to her and maybe we can, like, do something if she's available.
True. You know, moms be busy, man. They always taking care of us and stuff, you know, still taking care of their things. It's our job to help them, though. But let's talk about the things I'm finna do with my mom. I'm finna hopefully take her out somewhere, probably get her out something to eat and stuff, you know, give her flowers and everything, you know, all the good stuff. Make sure it's her favorite flowers, though. Can't just do random flowers for mama now. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk more about our mothers, and we also have a special guest thinking about joining the Ujamaa Place. So we're going to see you guys in a couple minutes.
Ujamaa is a Swahili word meaning extended family. At Ujamaa Place, we're taught to be our brother's keeper.
Basic needs services such as housing, employment, education, mental health and wellness, and criminal justice advocacy support our transformation.
Regardless of how society treats us, Ujamaa Place teaches us to love ourselves.
At Ujamaa Place, we turn our pride into gratitude. Join us at our information sessions every Wednesday at 10 a.m. To learn more, go to ujamaaplace.org. That's ujamaaplace.org.
This podcast is recorded at and produced by OMG Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota. If you're a podcaster looking to record in a professional studio with top-of-the-line equipment and tech, check out OMG Studios. You don't even have to be in Minnesota. You can record from anywhere. Your message is important, and your listeners should hear it loud and clear. Visit omgmediasolutions.com/reserve to learn about rates and scheduling.
Welcome back, Kings and Queens. We're back at a Black Man Sketch, and we have a special guest today, Miracle. How you doing today?
I'm amazing. Thank you. I'm amazing. Thank you for having me.
Man, no problem. How you been doing, man?
Man, I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? I'm alive. You know what I'm saying? I got breath in my lungs. I got a roof over my head. I got
good energy.
I got food on my table.
That's good, man. Well, where you come from? Where you stay at? Where you?
So, you know, I'm coming from, born and raised in London. You know what I'm saying? Born and raised in the UK. So
okay.
Okay, Mancini, you get me.
Okay.
And then, shoot, man, when I came over here, I was north side, south side, east side, fresh out the boat. You know what I'm saying? So we local.
Yeah, okay, for sure. Right. Yeah, how you like Minnesota?
Man, 9 to 10,000 lakes. It's a beautiful place.
Man, hey, I love my city, man.
Wagwan, Bredron.
Wagwan.
Yo, Avenue G. How's everything, man? I'm hearing that you're thinking about joining Ujamaa Place.
Yeah, I see the brotherhood, you know what I'm saying? I want to know a little bit more about it. Can you tell me a bit about it?
Man, nah, I'm not the official spokesperson for Ujamaa Place. Although Ujamaa Place is somewhere I can vouch for very much on multiple areas of, you know, when we're talking about resources and aid for our people, you know, for the, you know, African diaspora. And just marginalized people in general, people who've been incarcerated, people who are struggling with poverty, you know, in all the black and brown communities. So, you know, I feel like I want to start out with this angle, you know, that there's most definitely been a intentional separation and attempt at dividing our communities. You know what I mean? There's clear evidence for that, that there's been work done to create division within us. So a place like Ujamaa Place, that's a space in which that division is, you know, closed in, and it's healing that in-between space, you know, is bringing people together. You know, sometimes you walk down the street. Something I remember about Ujamaa is that I used to just look at brothers differently when I walked down the street after going to Ujamaa Place. Because I wasn't thinking like, oh, that's another brother that's probably on something, whatever I'm on or whatever is going on, you know? And then being around Ujamaa, it changed my whole perspective. I'm looking at brothers who look like me differently. And I'm looking at them positively. Like, oh, wait, that could be a brother like the ones at Ujamaa, you know? So, yeah, it's a place for that, you know? Resources-wise, they're going to get you right. If you want a job, they're going to get you right. You want your program, man, welding, diesel tech, they're going to get you right in all of those areas. But more importantly, I believe, is that change of perspective that can happen here.
That's dope, bro. What? That's like, dare I say, revolutionary?
Yeah, you could
very
see
much.
Color that, you know.
I mean, I could talk about my experiences because I'm in the Ujamaa Place as we speak. Helped me with a lot of stuff. Actually, Sensei's mom actually recommended me this program. So he, OG really helped me a lot, you know, helped me with schooling, work. Now I'm doing podcasting. It came a long way. I mean, I was in jail last year around this time.
Shoot.
And now I'm here, you know, it's a blessing.
Man,
you know,
beautiful.
Just very blessed I'm here and get to partake in this activity.
Man, he freaked.
Yeah, man, he's free.
I know. Thank y'all.
Freedom.
I'm not going back. Don't worry.
Sir.
True enough.
I was going to say that the main reason why I got into Ujamaa, because my brother, he was in it, and he said, hey, you should check out this program. It's right over here. And I decided to go, and I went on my own terms because I wanted to grow. I didn't want to stay in one spot, one position. And the main reason is, like, I struggle with mental health issues, and now my mental health stays, like, right here. So... Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sir, for that too,
you know. For real.
That's big. So really what you're saying is, if you want to grow, this is the spot to be.
Yeah. It's a very good spot to be.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You'll grow a lot. Grow to, like, less than a month, I already grown.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, we all want to be in good soil, bro. Like, sign me up.
Yes, sir. Glad you're about to think about joining this stuff. It's really life changing. It's really going to help you. I feel like you're going to grow better as a person as soon as you join the team. As soon as people see your face, it's going to be all smiles. You're going to feel all good and stuff, man. So, welcome to the family, man.
Man, we just giving claps for free. I mean, man.
They're going to think we got a button that we press and the clap come true.
Can we get one of those? Can we plug one of those?
That's right.
Yeah, man, that's very positive, beautiful. That's very positive, beautiful hearing for y'all brothers. What was it like growing up in London?
Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, it was different, bro. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, you know how you was talking about how there's that intentional division?
Yeah.
The seeds of discord that are being sown in the community.
Hmm.
Over in the UK?
Yeah.
We all locked in.
Wow.
Like, it's like, and people don't even know, like, people just see, like, Harry Potter, they think there's no black people. So when I first slid over here, people were like, you're not British, like, there's no black people in Harry Potter. I'm like, what?
What?
But that taught me the power of media, that is what shaped their minds. But really, whoa, you know what I'm saying, we was lit. Like, my primary school class, there was, like, three white people, you feel me? Like, there was, like, you know, people from, you know what I'm saying, Jamaica, Barbados, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Spain, you know what I'm saying? Nigeria, Ghana, Sierra Leone, you know what I'm saying? Like, Mali, you know what I'm saying? Like, Sudan, whoa, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, when we seen, like, Asian people, like, we would actually call Chinese people Chinese, and we'd call Pakistani people Asian, because there's so much, like, cultures. Like, there's so many people from all over, and it's like, we're like, it's just wonderful. It's a melting pot. You know what I'm saying? The UK is lit. Like, people don't really be driving like that. Everyone's taking the London Underground, the buses. Like, it's lit. Everyone's, like, really rocking school uniforms, a suit, a tie, and a blazer. You know what I'm saying? Like, trousers. You know what I'm saying? Like, smart shoes. We have, like, playtime, like, recess. You know what I'm saying? Even in up to, like, high school type. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. What?
Yeah, you feel me?
Man, they stopped us at middle school. We were wild.
They don't want y'all to be free.
Man.
They want to free, my man.
No, man. So,
yeah, like, it's just different. And, like, low-key, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, it was so, like, so beautiful to have that frame of reference, to then come here and really feel, like, a little bit of dullness and separation, you know? Because I was over Southside, you know, I saw high school. To feel that separation between African-Americans and Africans, and, you know what I'm saying? Like,
whoa.
And I was, like, trying to, like, figure out which community I was gonna fit in, you know what I'm saying? Like, Somali people loving me, because there's a lot of Somalis in the UK. You know what I'm saying?
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, like, they was welcoming me with open arms, loving me. Then I was like, you know, I'm with the white kids. So, like, you know, because I speak all proper. I was rocking polo nonstop when I first put up, you know, because we rock school uniforms. Then I was like, with, like, you know, a lot of African Americans, sound like with athletes, some with, like, you know, stoner kids or whatever, just figuring out. But I was just like, why is there so much division? Why is it so dull? Why is there this? And now I understand the systematic oppression. At the time, you know, I was 13 upon arrival. I didn't fully understand, like, what's this feeling, this stuff in the air.
Yeah.
You know, but now looking back and with the wisdom that I've gained through experience, I'm like, there is something out there to try to bring division. Yeah. They don't want people working together. Because, like, there's this, like, saying, like, the people united can never be defeated. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people do work together, anything's possible. But do they really want that? No.
Man.
Do they want Umoja?
No. Ooh, man, do they want that? I don't know.
So, yeah, but my experience growing up in London, it was amazing. I wouldn't trade it for the world. Wouldn't trade.
Yeah, man, that's a positive statement, you know, that you make about the knowledge that you got from traveling a lot. I've been to UK before. You know, it was on a time. So I grew up partly in Nigeria, in northern Nigeria, in J-Town. You know, shout out J-Town, Josh Boy. So, you know, there was a time where I was going through, and you really spoke a lot to my experience, because I'm half, my dad is Creole, the African American. My mom is Nigerian, you know. So I feel that when you're talking about, like, dang, where I fit in at, you know what I'm saying? I don't have people tell me, and, like, Africans tell me that, you are not African, you're black, or whatever. I don't have people be like, you're not black, you African. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what's the difference, though, you know? So, Africa is such a diverse place, you know, and it don't make no sense to be going with the white man's idea of Africa, you know what I mean? I don't think the white man have the comprehension of the diversity of Africa, so we can leave his suggestion alone, you know, and go with our own. So, you know, yeah, that's I love that you speak that way about it, that you had that you know, like that broadened view of it. When I was in UK, for like a week, and I was over at Wolverhampton. Shout out to my aunties and them. You know, we was out there. It was like mad white people, and I remember they were making me laugh the whole time. They were just doing something. I was like, what? I don't really know. But yeah, you know, it was cool. It was a cool experience, you know, to see a lot of the world, being from Africa, being from America. Yeah, that division, we don't need it. We don't need it. So how did you get the name Miracle?
Shoot. Bro, I can't even lie to you. Every day I'm trying to live up to that name. You feel me? My grandma actually named me. So, you know, a lot of people be like, you know, like, a lot of people be like, you know, like, you're a miracle baby. And I'm like, yeah. And I do believe we all are, actually. You know, we're all made it to this point right here. We're all walking miracles, you know, truly. But in my instance, it was my grandma just, you know, speaking that over me and saying, you know, like, every time we say your name, like, we're speaking it over you, you know, like, miracle, 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 you know, or like, you know, people, their name is, you know, like, hope, 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 you're our hope, you know, joy, you're our joy, joy, you bring us joy. And it's like, you know, speaking that over you, and like, there's power in your tongue, yeah. You know, there's power in your words. And so my grandma just like, yo, like, this is you. You know, this is gonna be you, and here I am, just this me.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here, Miracle. And you got a good name, by the way. I like your name. I don't think anything weird of it. I like it, actually. Anyways, we're about to get back onto topic, talk about our mothers today. You know, spread some more love about our moms. Happy Mother's Day. I wrote a poem for my mom. This is your son, Robert, about to talk to you one time. My mother, my world, my everything. There isn't a day that goes by where I'm not thinking about you. I appreciate all the things you've done for me and taught me. You gave me wisdom and life to this world. And for that, I will always love you. Every day I strive to be the best I can so I can pay you back. Because if anyone deserves it, it gotta be you. I love you, Mom, and I can't wait to accomplish my dreams so I can bless you with yours. Happy Mother's Day.
This is to my ma and your loving eldest son. I am so grateful that you're here with me, Ma. You're like a best friend to me. All I want is the best for you, Ma. You deserve to be happy and get anything that you want in life. Without you, I don't know where I would be right now, which is why I want to honor you today. Your brilliance exceeds all my expectations. You're nothing but a wonderful Ma to me. I know it's an understatement. Happy Mother's Day, Ma. I can't wait to see you grow and become even greater throughout your life. Continue to live, prosper, and grow. I love you, Ma.
To Amma from the seventh born, Sensitawella, I want to express my gratitude for the blessings and lessons that I received from my Amma when I was growing up, and for the love, for the, you know, the endless love, the ever-flowing love, the compassion, the empathy. And I not forget that my mom taught me to think for myself always. So Amma, I thank you for that so much as I walk around this planet every day. I'm not forgetting who I am. So thank you, Amma.
We can't leave out our guest, Miracle, now. You wrote some things about your mom?
Yeah, I did.
Can you share it for the group for us today?
I'd be happy to. From the warm streets of Africa, to the dark grey and wet streets of London. And now, in the promised land, a beautiful queen taken her passage and sits in heavenly places. Mother, my mare, mommy, I love you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Merci for all you do. They say real mothers make a man, and now I know that this is true.
Anyways, thank you, Miracle, for being with us today. I was glad having you to this podcast today.
It was an honor to be here. I'm truly grateful.
Man, I hope you have a good and blessed day, man.
You too.
Yeah, and we're going to see you soon, okay?
We would love to have you.
All right.
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right.
Safety.
Take it smooth, man.
And be sure and check out Ujamaa Place at ujamaaplace.org and get involved in any way you can.
And listen to A Black Man Sketch anywhere you can get a podcast on. And bring some friends along, too.
Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next time.